Reed.
Excuse me, Madam Chair.
Yes.
Could I make a request that we move up several items that I pulled from the consent agenda? I have all these wonderful firefighters sitting here patiently waiting for us to get to two agenda items. Would it be okay to move those up? That would be agenda item 171 and agenda item 168.
Sure. Typically, we move pulled items to the end of the agenda, but I'm happy to accommodate you, especially since we have people ready and waiting to present. So, Carla, please read item 168.
Pay bodily injury claim of Isidro Guzman Villaluazo in the sum of $25,414 resulting from a motor vehicle collision involving the Portland Fire Bureau.
So if I may, Madam Chair.
Yes.
Thank you so much. I really greatly appreciate you allowing me to move these agenda items up. I know my firefighting team would be very happy to sit here until we made it happen, but I feel compelled because I was the one that pulled these off the consent. And so the first one I pulled that we're talking about now, 168, is in reference to an accident that took place with a fire engine. We all know how big fire engines are. We know how fast they must go sometimes to address the emergency that's ahead of them. And in this particular case, there was an injury, unfortunately. I totally support the resolution of this injury, but wanted to make sure, because I tend to pull off the consent agenda police accident ones. I did not want people to think that I was only concerned about police cars having accidents, but of course we all want to make sure that we're driving as safely as possible, but I wanted to make sure that this was on the public record.
Thank you.
That's all I have to say. If you'd like to add anything.
My name's Karen Bond, and I'm with Risk Management, and I don't have anything to add, actually. With me is John Durr. He was here in case there were any procedural questions that were going to be asked about the fire department.
Commissioner Fitz?
Has there been follow-up with the driver?
Yes, it has. I'm John Durham, Chief Safety Officer for the Fire Bureau, and all our accidents are reviewed internally.
Could we not call them accidents? They're crashes.
Oh.
And so, because, you know, under Vision Zero, we're trying to get to the point where there are no crashes, and I personally believe that all crashes are avoidable, or almost all. So sorry to interrupt that.
Nope, that's correct. So we view them as preventable or non-preventable, and this was definitely a preventable accident, crash. And we review all of them, and we look for ways to remediate those in the future for all crashes.
And that includes presumably more training for the person involved, or?
Correct. We look at that one incident in general and review for extra training for them or policies that need to be reviewed or changed for the Bureau-wide. And then we also move outside of that to determine if there's any apparatus design, road design, or anything else, that other factors that we can influence to help prevent these in the future.
And do you look at the driver's record of challenges over time as well?
Correct, we do. We keep full records of any crashes throughout their career.
Thank you.
All right. Carla, I know there wasn't a sign-up sheet for this. Is there anyone here that wanted to give testimony relevant to this item, which is whether or not we should pass an ordinance paying bodily injury claim? Mr. Johnson, and the list is closed.
Good morning, Commissioner. Charles Bridge Crane Johnson, and I want to thank Commissioner Hardesty for this equity. I think that some of us are sometimes accused of being harsh on the police department, but what we really want is equitable, fair lens applied to every bureau of the city government, and we sometimes feel that a particular bureau of the city government does not get due scrutiny or kind of goes on with impunity. I'm glad that this item, where the victim's attorney, Lord Sanchez, and Karen here have come to a just resolution to help an injured party recover their medical expenses. Obviously, the council should go ahead and approve this relatively low budget item, but I just thought it was important that people come forth and say that when people try and pull these things from the agenda, when it's that other bureau, what we're really talking about is not picking on any particular bureau or type of employee, but trying to get every city employee to live up to the highest standards and be the best public servants they can. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, that concludes public testimony. Carla, please call the roll.
Fritz.
Well, thank you to Commissioner Hardesty for pulling this. Thank you to both of you for being here today and giving such good explanations. I appreciate it. Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Hardesty.
Aye.
Udaly.
Aye. The ordinance is adopted.